Be holy.
Be holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Be holy.
All right. Listen, we're back with Be Holy. And we're going to talk about John the Baptist today. You know, John the Baptist was considered the greatest. That's out of the mouth of God. He said John the Baptist was the greatest amongst all. He was the greatest. And John was actually sent here to prepare the way for God. See, there's a way that God has prepared. See, there was one way where Moses gave out these commandments, and those commandments really only came because people wouldn't obey the grace of God in the beginning, because God told Abraham, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, and you're going to have this and you're going to have that, and we're going to do this. And when the people came, his children became disobedient. And so God gave the laws of Moses for those disobedient people. And so when he gave the laws to the disobedient, they just got worse and worse. And so when it was time, when everything was time it was time for Jesus to come on the scene, really, he was already there the whole time following them throughout the wilderness. But now it's time for the forgiveness of sins to come about. He sent John to start talking about that way. John the Baptist, you know, he would tell the people, there's one coming that's greater than me, and I'm not even worthy to tie his shoes and this, that, and the other. He is greater than everything, and he's coming here to visit you. And the people believed him, but a lot of them didn't change. And so they would jump in the water and get baptized, because John would tell people they need to be baptized or reborn. And the people really didn't want to do it, but there were a few who did. But for the most part, the people just kind of stood there and try to stay in their sins and try to get it passed like they do now, you know, just like they do now. They'll try to get it passed from God as if God's lost his mind and forgotten all that they've done. God has not forgotten anything. He hasn't forgotten anything. You know, those of us who trust and accept and believe and do what he says, he's forgotten our sins. But it's the ones who have not accepted and did not believe him, did not recognize him, their sins are still on their back. They hadn't washed away their sins. You know, the baptism of water in the name of Jesus Christ, that washes away your sins. And you continue to scrub yourself clean with the word of God after that and live holy from now on. But that way is holy. That way that John came to prepare was called the way of holiness. Holiness. So holiness meaning that you're going to obey what God says above anything else and without anything else. You're just going to obey him. Nobody else matters except God. Now, you love your family, you love your friends and all that, but when it comes down to God, it's them or God, it's always God. You're always going to choose God and always do what he says versus what they want you to do. There's no politically correctness when it comes to God. It's either God's way or no way at all. With holy people walking in that holy the way of holiness or the holiness way, they follow what God says, regardless of what anything, regardless of recession, regardless of homelessness, regardless of losing a job, regardless of family falling apart. They're going to do what God says regardless. You're not going to turn those people from God. They're going to do what God says. And so John came to prepare that way and tell everybody about that way of doing what God says regardless. You know, like the main thing that got John killed was that he told a gentleman that he couldn't have his brother's wife. You can't marry your brother's wife, sir. You can't do that. And your brother still, you can't do that. And he had him killed. You know, he said he had a little dance or whatever it was. And the daughter said, well, he told his wife's daughter, whatever you want, you know, you can have it. She said, I want John the Baptist's head on a platter, because her mother kind of said, yeah, let's kill him. Let's fix this. I don't want to hear his mouth anymore about his gospel or his holy way or holiness or way of holiness. I don't want to hear that. And so she had him killed. But before she had him killed, John was somebody to deal with. He wouldn't let you just get baptized. Nowadays in churches, they just baptize anybody. Back in the day of John the Baptist, nobody could get baptized unless he saw and knew that there was a change in you. See, you're not allowed to get baptized just because you feel bad one day, or because you feel sad another day, or you feel good another day. No, you're supposed to get baptized saying that you're going to stop sinning. See, when you get baptized, you're basically telling everybody who's there and God that I'm going to stop sinning. I'm changed. I want the new birth. I want to be born again, because being born again consists of being born of water and spirit, being baptized and receiving the Holy Ghost. You wash away your sins and you change the way you act and change the way you live forever. Not just for a few weeks, not just for a couple years until you get weak. No, You change what you're doing forever. You stop sinning forever. You don't let anybody talk you into sin. You don't walk yourself into sin. You don't make excuses for sin, because you're walking in the holiness way, or the way of holiness. You want to listen, does God sin? Mm-mm. So we don't need to be sinning either. If God can come on earth and we see him and he don't sin, we can do the same thing. And matter of fact, for all the sins that we've already committed, he's already taken them away via Jesus Christ through the cross. And so people don't know that John was preaching all of this. John was preaching repentance. You got to do this. You got to do the repent, repent, repent. And then when this one that I'm talking about is going to come behind me, when he comes, you're going to have to be rebaptized again, because you got to believe on him. Right now, you're just repenting. But when he comes, you got to believe on him. So that means you have to be baptized all over again. They found some of John's disciples and asked him, had they received the Holy Ghost? And he said, we don't know anything about any Holy Ghost. And he said, oh, really? So how were you baptized? He said, we were baptized under John's baptism. That was under repentance. And then Paul began to remind him, didn't John say you're going to have to believe on him that came after him? And they said, he did say that. And as soon as that happened, then Holy Ghost comes and they get baptized. See, John the Baptist was what you call in these days a hard preacher. Don't let you get away with nothing. Don't let you get nothing. I'm not saying let you get away with anything. No, he won't let you get away with nothing. Double negative. He won't let you get away with trying to get past God and do what you want to do and sin. Let's read something right fast. What was it? I think it was first. It was a John chapter 1, verse 19. Let's start at 19. This was John's testimony when the Jewish leaders sent priests and temple assistants from Jerusalem to ask him, who are you? And he came out and said, I'm not the Messiah. He stopped them right then. They were looking for the Messiah, but he told them, I am not the Messiah. And so then they say, well, then who are you? They ask, are you Elijah? He said, no. Are you the prophet we were, you know, expecting? He said, no. So then who are you? We need an answer from those who sent us. We need an answer for them. And what do you have to say about yourself? John replied in these words, in the prophet of Isaiah, I am a voice shouting in the wilderness, clear the way for the Lord's coming. In Isaiah, it was prophesied that John would say these things. And so he says, they ask, who are you? We need an answer for those who sent us to ask you. And John replied in these words of the prophet Isaiah, I am a voice shouting in the wilderness, clear the way for the Lord's coming. And the Pharisees who had been sent asked him, if you aren't the Messiah or Elijah or the prophet, what right do you have to be baptizing people? And John told him, I baptize with water, but right here in the crowd is someone you do not recognize. Is someone here right here in the crowd that you don't recognize. Though his ministry follows mine, I'm not even worthy to be his slave and untie the straps on his sandal. This encounter took place in Bethany, an area east of the Jordan River where John was baptizing. John was up there baptizing, and they got a problem with him baptizing people. Who gave you this authority, and who told you to do that, and who are you, and where did you come from, and where are you going? Well, John said, listen, I'm the voice crying in the wilderness. The scriptures spoke of me. The scriptures spoke of me, and I'm in here crying in the wilderness telling you what you need to do. Clear for the way of the Lord. Clear out. Most people don't want to clear out. They don't want to get rid of that sin. They don't want to get clean. They don't want to do that. Most people in church don't care nothing about God. They don't care nothing about changing what they do and who they are and presenting themselves clean before the Lord. They don't want to clear out anything. They want God to bless their mess. But how many of you know God's not going to bless anybody's mess? That's not going to happen. You either going to get clean, get baptized, get dipped in the water and calling on the name of the Lord Jesus when you go down in the water. If you don't do that, you'll just be a sinner going to church. That's what you'll be. If you hadn't been doing it, you're just going to be a sinner going to church, a sinner quoting scripture, a sinner picking up people on the van, a sinner in the parking lot directing traffic, a sinner in the choir, a sinner on the organ, a sinner on the drums, a sinner on the usher board, a sinner up there ushering people, a sinner sitting in the pews. But if we want to change, we got to do it the way God says. He says, clear out for the way of the Lord. So that means stop your sin so you can get saved. Stop your sin so you can follow the Lord. But most people I've run into in this world, and I've been living a good time, most people don't want to stop sinning, and most people don't want to clear out like John said. But John the Baptist had it right.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.